Documentation in Glucomander is not part of the patient's permanent healthcare record. Nursing notes, flowsheet data, and MAR documentation is what is looked at as part of the patient's permanent chart. It is okay to document IVD50 as the treatment option in Glucomander in this case even if you did not verify the specific treatment provided and even if it is not accurate. The actual treatment provided will most likely not align with what Glucomander recommends at the time of blood glucose entry because it was treated in the procedural area by different protocol orders. However, patient's trend of blood glucose readings throughout the day is important for Glucomander to consider, especially if the patient was hypoglycemic earlier in the day while they were in a procedural area. Glucomander may need to adjust future insulin doses to prevent hypoglycemia from reoccurring. If those hypoglycemic blood glucose readings from the procedural area is omitted, then Glucomander was never aware of the hypoglycemia, insulin doses will not be adjusted accordingly, and patient will be at a higher risk for repeat hypoglycemia.